Good day to you, and welcome to Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show with yours truly, Landlord and Mike D. It's the great current gospel hits from the Bahamas, the Caribbean, and from all across America. Our first Caribbean track for the week entitled The Anointing, coming from none other than Kian Walters out of the beautiful Barbados. You know, Kian spent over 12 years in the secular music industry before making a powerful shift into gospel. She is a graduate in mass communication. She worked in both radio and TV broadcasting and hosted a range of public and private events. But above all, ministry is where her heart truly is. She loves what she does, and you can feel it in every note. Kian, I love your new track. Keep up the great work. Greater things will be coming very, very soon in your life, man. I can just see it in your works and your consistency over the years. Just keep up the great work, all right? And now, to my brother, from another mother. Can you please introduce our guest all the way from the U.S.?
We want to welcome the dedicated to the Lord and gifted brother who delights people with his singing, his singing, and his constant praise for the Lord, the talented and oh so cool brother Micah Lee. Micah, welcome. What's up, my brother?
Mike D, my brother, thank you so much for having me. I'm so grateful, man. It's always a pleasure to speak with you.
Oh, man, it's an honor. It's an honor to have you, bro.
What's up? What's up? What's up, Micah? And welcome back to the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. It is such an honor to have you here with us once again. You know, Micah, many of your songs touch people deeply. Is there a particular song from your catalog that holds a special story or a testimony behind it that you would love to share with our listeners today?
Hey, Landlord, my brother. It's always great to speak with you. Just super happy and excited about being with you. But this song, Clap My Way, is very special to me. Mm-hmm. It comes from a couple of places. I've told the story before about me being in a wheelchair after an accident, but what a lot of people don't know is that I was on a walker after I got out of the wheelchair, and every step felt like I was going 5 miles. Wow. I'd be sweating bullets. And as I would try to step, I would encourage myself by quoting God's word back to him. I would say, if I speak to the mountains will move. I would say, my favorite scripture, which is, they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not get weary. They shall walk and not faint. And every day, it felt like I got just a little bit more power. Mm-hmm. But this song, Clap My Way, it honestly is not just a great beat. And shout out to Doc Child and Uncle Freddie. And so, you know, it's a great beat to it. But what it really is a biblical blueprint on how you can get past any rough situation.
Amen, Micah. And I could hear the passion in your voice, man. Good word, bro.
Micah, isn't Clap My Way a song that's, you know, going through the later nomination stages of the upcoming Stellar Awards? I know the last day of SAGMA members voting for that song, the 30th of May, being great for the song, too.
Oh, yes. I'm so excited about the upcoming Stellar Awards. God has blessed Clap My Way to be considered in 5 categories. We're talking about Song of the Year, Male Artist of the Year, New Artist of the Year, Contemporary Male Artist of the Year, Urban Single Performance Song of the Year. We nice. Talk about often how we tend to see the same people all the time, right? We really need your support, and I'm so super grateful. So thank you all in advance for all that you do. And we're doing this to advance the kingdom.
Awesome, bro. Awesome. You know, we just wish you all the best on all your nominations, and we will be rooting for you. Micah, there is a fan of yours, and they have a question for you.
Hi, Micah Lee. This is Lena from Malawi, Africa. Your music blends soulful vocals with powerful messages. Can you share what inspired you to pursue gospel music and how your faith has shaped your sounds?
Thank you so much, Lena. That is a phenomenal question. I started singing because my grandmother kind of pushed me out there. She saw something amazing in me, or she saw something in me that she just knew this is what I should be doing. So it's a funny story. She actually had me come to her church for their family and friends, and she pushed me up there, and they said, Mother Lee, you're up next. Your grandson is up next. And I remember getting up there, and I sung this song called Life is a Ball Game. And I remember hoping and praying that I would do great, but that's not what happened. I kind of bombed. And afterward, I remember her saying, boy, don't you ever make me shame like that again. She didn't say ashamed. She said shame with her head down. And that thing cut me like a knife. But you know what it did? It made me begin to hone this craft it made me begin to push because I said I never wanted to make Big Mama shame again. So I've given it all I got since then. So even now when I sing in front of really large crowds, I've sang in front of crowds of 100,000 people before, when those little nerves go to revving up, I still remember Big Mama's voice in the back of my head. I can't make her shame. So that's where I got my start from. It's really shaped who I am today because I still remember all those old sayings and statements that she would make. She used to make one little country statement, "You're a singer, ain't you?" And when she would say that, that thing had so many meanings to me because it said, hey, if you're a singer, it's no time to be nervous. Get up there and do what you have to do. Do the things that involved you getting to the success. Even now when I'm tired and I'm going from event to event and plane to plane, when I begin to complain a little bit, that pops up in my mind. Well, you said you're a singer, so get out there and sing. So it shaped who I am as an artist. It really has.
You know, Micah, that is so powerful. You know, older folks are so full of wisdom and they are able to share nuggets of wisdom with us that last us for a lifetime. But anyway, I know you got to go. I just want to thank you so much for hanging out with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show, bro. Just keep shining, keep doing what you're doing for the Lord, and I'm sure that he will take you places that you only dream of. God bless you, bro.
And Landlord and Mike D, thank you guys so much for having me. It's always a pleasure being with my brothers. I'm so appreciative. Thank you. And to everyone in the Caribbean and Africa and around the globe, thank you so much for supporting me and Clap My Way. I'm so appreciative. Thank you.
Me shall ever prosper. If I speak to the mountain will move to the side. That I'm a child of the Most High. And I finally recognize I got bumps in the road, but I got too far to go, so I'm a
climb.
I got my stumbling blocks, but I ain't gonna stop, so I'm a
climb.
I'm breaking the chains, I'm no longer a slave, I'm a climb. No more holding me back, so I'm a clown. I speak to the mountain will move to the side. That I'm a child of the Most High. And I finally recognize I got bumps in the road, but I got too far to go, so I'm a
climb.
I got my stumbling blocks, but I ain't gonna stop, so I'm a climb. I'm breaking the chains, I'm no longer a slave, I'm a
climb.
I'm letting go of my past, no more holding me back, so I'm a climb.
Thank you.
Micah Lee, Clap My Way. Micah Lee works along with the Grammy Award-winning Fred Uncle Freddie Durkins, the producer extraordinaire from Dark Child Records. Not only is Micah Lee a dynamic songwriter and singer, he's been chosen as the best dressed person by BET, the Black Entertainment Television Network, and the Stellar Awards at the last two Stellar Music Awards in America. This year's Stellar Awards are happening this summer in August. And we want to thank the gifted Micah Lee for joining us today on Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hits. Micah Lee always releases singles, Landlord. His songs usually are in the top 20 or top 10 records in the U.S. too.
Most definitely, Mike. Micah is such an amazing artist. He's very humble. He loves the Lord and he loves music. And it's always great to have him right here on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. But coming up next is another amazing artist. He is a hip-hop artist. And I want you guys to check out one of his latest tracks. He goes by the name of Zell. And the track is entitled, Talk Your Talk.
Somebody who's grooving like I
don't even try.
You beat the vibe.
I just say face, I keep the faith.
And running this race,
I'm still in my slides.
Stay with the squad, left and my right.
Those are my guys.
You seen the tribe.
We waking up like Lazarus came from the tomb when we heard from the Christ.
Hands on like Braille.
Hands on like Braille.
They hope I fail.
They hope I fail.
I know God's plan. I'm in His hands. On bow to
Bell.
Unchained for real.
You know the deal.
I took the start, I played my part, and since the Christ resides in me, I talk
your talk, kid, and talk your talk, talk your talk, talk your talk, kid, and talk your talk, talk your talk, kid, and talk your talk, talk your talk, kid. Whoa,
I don't speak. What I say about me? Like I ain't been free, like I ain't been redeemed. Watch clean when I met with the king. Boy, if I don't speak,
if I don't speak.
What I say about my king? Like Calvary won't enough for me. And I can see that I might as well be switching teams now. I seen the evils. Folks want our purse, they don't care if it's legal. They walking on water, get hit with them seagulls. Boy, only proves that Yeshua, we need you. Wait, understand we ain't playing no blame games. I just let it rip and I never quit since I spin to His will like big.
Hands on like Braille.
Hands on like Braille.
They hope I fail.
They hope I fail.
I know God's plan. I'm in His hands on bow to
Bell. Bow to
Bell. Unchained for real.
Unchained for real.
You know the deal.
Know the deal.
I took the start. I played my part. And since the Christ resides in me, I
talk,
talk
your talk, kid.
And talk your talk. Talk your talk, kid. And talk your talk. Talk your talk, kid, and talk your talk. Talk your talk, kid. Whoa, whoa. Talk your talk, kid, and talk your talk. Talk your talk, kid, and talk your talk. Talk your talk, kid, and talk your talk. Talk your talk, kid. Whoa. Whoa, whoa.
Zell is jamming in the neighborhood as he uplifts Christ Jesus. The groove is laying down the bass with the beat, Landlord.
Yeah, Mike. That was the latest song from Zell from Out of America with a bold new track entitled Talk Your Talk. You know, Zell continues to bring that fresh sound with a message. Real talk, real faith, and real fire. Good stuff, man. Keep up the great work, bro, and keep those music burning and going for the Lord. All right? Okay, Mike, we are at the end of the show once again. What word of encouragement do you have for us today?
Yeah, landlord, there's an old saying that says, whether you think you can or whether you think you cannot, you're right.
For real, Mike, for real. You know, that is a very powerful nugget right there. And I hope someone listening grabs hold of that and run with it, because your mindset can really shape your destiny. Great word, Mike. Well, at this time, we would love to thank the multi-award winning international gospel artist, Michael Lee, for hanging out with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. And we would also love to thank you, our wonderful listeners, who takes the time to hang out and chill out with us every week. We appreciate you, and we look forward to you joining us next time on the number one radio station, right here. This is yours truly, Landlord, and on the behalf of Mike D and everyone here, thanks for being with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. But coming up next is my good friend from out of Jamaica, but he's now living in America. He is a pastor. He is an artist, a musician, and so much more. He's doing so much, working with some amazing artists, and he's about to have a big, big reggae gospel concert featuring some of the greatest in the industry, the one and only Wayne Studder. And I want to leave a song with you guys entitled Do It Again. You know, he redid his song over, and man, trust me, I love this version. This version of this song, Do It Again, really brought me through a very difficult time in my life last year when I lost my aunt. And I hope this song bless you like how it blessed me. All right? So until next time, God bless you, and may His light continue to shine on you. God bless.
looking for a testimony from your test. The race is near the end, but you've run out of breath. You're exhausted from your struggles, you've got nothing left. Well, I came here to give you some encouragement. Yeah.
You feel like you're about to give up.
About to give up.
Love,
comfort.